Welcome to the Trailer Cast with Elise Snipes. Each week, I will be sharing with you from inside my vintage trailer where I work as a therapist and share some of my musings on the human experience. I am endlessly fascinated and inspired by people. I love being a therapist and I'm deeply grateful for the intimate and beautiful work I get to do. I believe we are wildly capable of healing and making this world a better place, and this is my attempt at doing that. Sharing beauty to invoke beauty. May you find yourself inside these stories and ponderings and be better for it. Cheers. Okay, so it is Monday and I am recording this week's episode, albeit late. It's just right after doing this first event and I feel like I just can't wait. I have to talk about it, partially because I'm still in my own process about it. So bear with me if you have already heard this, but I want to explain what weekends are and then kind of what just took place. So weekends are something that I created as a response to give people an opportunity to kind of really take themselves up on something. And so often, like, the way I think about, like, growth or change is that we can kind of grow in, like, these small bursts. We might hear a great sermon or a podcast that puts something in perspective for us or listen to a TED Talk or something, right? Go to therapy, whatever. But there are these little moments that happen that inspire us or motivate us, and we think, yeah, I'm going to do that. And then they can kind of get, like, lost in our day, and then we just keep going on to what is next. We can slip back into the regular and or just what we have to do that day. So with weekends, the idea is that you have time. You have time to think and reflect and go really intensely into some concepts, and then you get a break from regular life to just kind of soak in it. And so I think that with weekends, it's like when I watch people come into my trailer office and I think, oh man, I wish that they could just linger with this a little bit longer. Like, I wish they didn't have to then rush back to work or go back into their home tonight. But if they could just stay, rest, let's get a little more intentional. Let's go a little further with that idea. Let's give you some time to really process that through, kind of take it all the way in. And so, you know, beyond that, what I did is I kind of thought if I could, okay, let me break it down again. In therapy, I get to meet people where they're at, okay? So they come in and I get to join them, right, you know, in their process, which I love. It's my first love, therapy, okay? But with weekends, I feel like I get to invite people to something that, like, I want to, like, draw them to. So I feel like it's a difference between therapy being more of like a picnic where we just set up right there. And then with weekends, I feel like I'm inviting you into my home and setting the table for you and preparing this meal for you and then seeing what you think. Okay, so more practically, maybe, beyond just the way I like to think about it, what weekends is I broke it up into three different components for Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday. And so what we do on Friday is we focus on this concept of invitation and initiation. And then we talk about this process of change. And so on Saturday, we go through contemplation and conversion. And then Sunday, we do activation. And so I carefully designed the weekends to be a combination of these experiential moments that take you through this journey of, like, including mind, body, spirit. And we walk through your past, present, and future. I know that this sounds abstract, and it really is kind of one of those things that you have to experience to get the full picture. And even though I'm just finishing up my first weekend's event, I feel like I'm still grasping for words. And I was there. So it's, I don't know. This last weekend, there were two very distinct experiences that I had. The idea that was in my heart, and then the actual manifestation of what it became. So I got to plan and anticipate, consider, dream, edit, expand. You know, this process in and of itself of, like, planning and creating weekends was glorious to me. I love thinking about these kinds of things, like the details, and getting to consider how to create a space for people to get to come face some big stuff, but in a way that they can feel capable and safe and supported and led through it. I wanted weekends to be a mix of learning and experiencing, ethereal and practical. And so what I did is I searched my own experiences and education, life lessons, and kind of favorite ideas, and I put them all together with just my favorite, I don't know, kind of my own touch on it. And so that weekend's more than anything is really kind of gently guiding people through a series of experiences that can get them to the other side. And so when I finalized the idea behind weekends and all that we'd be doing, I got into this like execution mode, like fine-tuning the actual delivery of the material. And it was exciting because it was really happening. You know, it was moving from like dream to reality. Even if I was doing other things, I kind of find my mind constantly drifting back to this wondering or daydreaming or planning, and then I would get excited all over again. Even in my own process of preparing, I could feel, I kind of feel myself like loosening and expanding and being vulnerable with what I was about to invite people into. Like being willing to let my guard down and share this dream with others. Like setting the table with these sacred parts of me and then letting others sit down to feast. I wanted like so much for the weekend to flow naturally and for people to kind of pick up what I was putting down. It's it is a vulnerable thing though. You know, it's different in therapy when we get to work with the material that like you bring. But in this was like, this is what I'm bringing to the table, and with all the desire in the world to want to help it unlock somebody, would it, you know, was kind of what I was wondering as we began. So part of what I created for the women when they were walking up towards the house for the weekend is this threshold. And I talk about this often, but this idea of wanting to create a signal or a cue that you are going from now to next. You're going from here to there. We're going to move beyond where we just came from to where we would like to be going to. And so on the other side of this threshold, I was standing on the other side and I got to receive each person as they crossed the threshold, and it was radical. There was something momentous about knowing what they were about to cross over and into, and yet they didn't know yet. I think that it almost, and just again, go with me as I go into the spot. But when I think about what it'll be like to watch my daughter have her own babies, I really feel like that's what it felt like to be on the other side of that threshold. Like it's going to be so good and you don't even know it yet, but it's going to be great. And just like come on through to the other side, because it's going to be incredible. And I don't know, I guess I anticipate that may be what it's like to get to watch Eden love her children too. So when people, okay, so the other thing I want to talk about is the second like distinct experience was not only like what I was hoping they would get to do, but then what people actually got to do when they came to weekends. So watching people bring their story and life to the curriculum that I created, kind of setting down their story on top of this pattern, I guess, it blew my mind. It was so cool to hear how people made sense of things as it directed to their own story or to their own hurt or pain or hope or dream, whether it was like professional or personal or traumatic or glorious. Like we got to bring all of it to the table and put it into this, I keep saying pattern because I guess it's kind of what it feels like, this process of unlocking. It was beautiful and radical to get to listen to people's life. Like as it always is, it's my absolute favorite thing. I like to look at people and consider their story. Like it's like a book I haven't read yet. It's something that I don't know. It gets me every time. It's just so damn beautiful. There is, this idea as well of like, I don't know, what is it? The 12th man. I'm not super into sports, but I feel like that's a real thing. That there is the players, and then there's like the audience or the crowd that's watching, and they make up this really important element. And so there was each woman who came in her story, and then like our 12th man was like the cohesion or what was happening within the group. So it wasn't only this woman and what she was going through, but it was the way in which we met her with compassion or grieved alongside her, or the woman who was vulnerable and decided to share, and how we met her with like and supported her opening. You know, it was not only what each individual was experiencing, but what how the group kind of came together in this really cohesive, inspiring way. I think that there's a choice point here. Like, we can decide how we want to engage other people, how we want to use the time that we have in a weekend for our own process. But as I watched, like, each person kind of like set their story down or set themselves down and then be open to the experience, I almost feel like you can't help but begin to have compassion for each other. Like, you can't help but begin to like mourn with those who mourn and rejoice with those who rejoice. It was like a byproduct of sharing this time and space. And again, I keep saying the word beautiful because I'm lacking in like this vocabulary for what it was. So with all that to say, I hope I'm giving a better picture for not only like what I wanted weekends to be, but then what weekends became this last weekend. I feel so humbled to get to be a part of this kind of process. Like, I laid on the floor afterwards and just sat there in so much gratitude. Like, I'm so insanely thankful to get to make an actual, like, practical, like, real, like, difference for somebody. It's like one session on steroids. It's kind of what it feels like. So if you're thinking about weekends or retreats or doing something for yourself, I think the other way I would maybe even encourage you to think about it is, don't waste your time trying to do it little step by little step. Like, this is one giant step, because you have tons of time and a lot of individual input on kind of where you're at. So when I even talk to my own people that I get to work with, it's like, we're going to get there little by little, which is obviously rich and rewarding. But if I could just give them the actual weekend, it's like, oh man, we're going to do some big things that are going to provide you with some big shifting. So for what it's worth, I think the people that should think about weekends are the people that are serious about changing their life. Like, the people that are like, okay, yeah, I want to take this time to consider where I'm at, whether that be past, present, or future, whether that be personal or professional, whether that be wanting to take a leap creatively in a company or a business, or wanting to work through some like pretty nasty relational patterns. Like, there's room at weekends for each one of those experiences. And I like purposefully set up this guide in a way to be able to like, kind of give you like the lane to run in to undo that process. So all that to say, I hope that whatever part of the journey that you're on, even as you're listening, that you make time for yourself, that you make space for yourself, that you know that you are worth the time, the weekend, the effort, the energy, the tears, the letting others in. Your life can be what you want it to be, as beautiful as you want it to be, as bold as you want it to be, as wild as you want it to be, it can. And sometimes we just need somebody else to be able to look in and say, hey, let me get that, you know, out of your way. Let's clarify that. Let's restore that. Let's kind of move that around so that you can keep on moving. As always, I like champion your process. And truly, like, when I get emails or messages on Instagram or whatever plateau format or whatever it's coming from, I just like, I'm so moved as a person. Because what TrailerCast is like become for me is this just opportunity for me to like reflect and think and put words to an experience that has been so private. And I want to share these things. And then when I hear that somebody else has been like moved by it in a positive way, it makes me like emotional even thinking about it. But there's something so incredible about what happens when we share ourselves with each other, right? Like, how much better are we as a community when we do that? So if you are that person right now who's like wondering like if they should let themselves be seen or if they should take that risk, do it. Call that friend, share with them, greet that stranger, encourage them. Open your house up and do that thing. Make that career shift. Put beauty back into the world, you guys. It will only and ever like be paid forward, right? And I want to also tell you, go check out my website if you're looking. Like the practical maybe response to this would be, go to www.elysesnipes.com. That's ELYSESNIPES.com. And then you can read about weekends. You can email from there and ask me some different questions. You can see the upcoming dates for 2018. There is going to be one in September, the 7th to the 9th, and then one in November, the 9th to the 11th. So sign up. We have one spot left in September and two spots left in November. So I'd love to be able to meet you there. Okay, that's my blurb and what I have to say about weekends. I hope you have the most wonderful week. Thanks for listening. To connect with me, suggest a topic for the show, or ask a question from your own life you would like to have answered, email me at elyse@trailercast.com. ELYSE@trailercast.com. You can also see more on the TrailerCast website or follow me on Instagram @TrailerCast, where you can watch the renovation of my vintage mobile office and see more from behind the scenes. Remember, you can subscribe on iTunes and tell your friends.